Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, simplify your pension scheme with a Zurich Master Trust. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie.
Recruitment and retention crisis in teaching is the direct result of the, quote, boneheaded, failed policy of successive governments attempting to make the education system do more and more with less and less. Those were the words today of General Secretary of the Teachers Union of Ireland, which represents more than 20,000 teachers and lecturers in secondary, higher and further education, some of whom gathered for their annual conference today. And that General Secretary, Michael Gillespie, joins you now. Good afternoon to you, Michael.
Good afternoon, Colm.
Many listeners will know from their children's experience at school about the teacher shortage from primary right up to secondary level. But describe the problem in your area affecting your members on a day-to-day basis.
Well, we did a survey just before Congress, and we found that post-2011, that's the new entrant teachers over the last 10 years, only 13% of them got a full-time job day one. 33% of them took 3 years to get a full-time job. That means a full-time salary. Now, after doing 4 years in college, do a degree, 2 years to do a HDIP or a PME, that's 6 years, it meant they were 28 years of age before they got a full-time job. And that's why other jurisdictions who offer them permanent jobs in October for the following year are attracting our best and brightest graduates.
And in your speech today, you identified the treatment of newly qualified teachers as one key factor for the shortage, and you likened the conditions they operate under as being like professional hazing initiation and initiation by humiliation. That's strong stuff. What do you mean by that?
I mean by the fact that we have people who are highly qualified after 6 years in college being put through having partial jobs. Partial jobs means partial salaries. This is a cost of living crisis where other jurisdictions have realized there's a global crisis and a shortage in teachers and have adapted their recruitment systems to recruit people early and be, unfortunately, more attractive than what we're offering at the moment. So we need to decide, what do we want? If we want to keep teachers here, we're going to have to offer them full-time jobs, either the ones straight out of college or to bring the ones that have gone abroad home. They need to get full-time jobs. They need to get incremental credit if they've been abroad to bring them up to the sustainable salaries.
And are you talking about full-time jobs straight out of qualifying from their master's in education?
Yeah. I mean, when I came out as a teacher, I got a full-time job when I came straight out of college that September. Now, that wasn't today or yesterday, but there's no reason why we can't do that now because there is a shortage of teachers.
Right.
We are not going to bring people back from abroad to part-time jobs. These are people who maybe even saved up enough for a deposit of a house, but they won't get a mortgage until they get a full-time job. And they can be 2 or 3 years waiting for
that. But in terms of quality control, Catherine Donnelly's piece, she's the education editor with the Irish Independent, had a piece today with one principal quoted in it, talking that even though there is a shortage of teachers, saying we can't get teachers, so the quality of what we're having to accept is not good enough, said one Dublin principal. Concerns there about the quality of the teachers that are available to them. So why would they be offering a contract of indefinite duration if they had concerns about the quality of what's on offer?
Well, a teacher goes through 4 years for a degree and 2 years PME training. Most teachers come out and they're highly qualified. That's why we've increased all the training for them. And after that, then they have to go through a DRIHID process for induction in their first year. So it's 7 years before they get a full registration with the Teaching Council. So I don't know where that principle is, but it's not my experience to see that that we're having poorly qualified teachers. Most of our teachers, and as I said, most of the teachers are being recruited before they finish. They're being recruited in October of this year for next September.
Right. Well, going back to that survey you were talking about the conditions teachers are working under and how long it takes them to get full-time jobs, our colleague Brian Dobson on the News at One put the results of the survey, or at least some of it, to the Education Minister, Norma Foley, who spoke to him earlier. Let's hear her reply.
Well, to be fair, in terms of the observation of the post-primary union, as you've said there, I want to acknowledge, you know, teaching remains a very stable profession, like at post-primary, and that you've referenced the TUI in particular. You know, over the last 2 years, we have seen almost a 20% increase in terms of application by the CEO for teaching training positions. But equally so, it's important to mention, I suppose, in terms of the contracts that are being offered. You know, now after 2 years, it was previously 4 years. teachers are eligible for contracts of indefinite duration.
And what would you say to that? The minister says they have the time people have to wait in terms of qualifying for a contract of indefinite duration. You'd like them to go further, is it?
Well, OK, that was negotiated in 2016. Can you imagine what the situation would be if we were still waiting 4 years for permanent contracts? So we took that leap of faith in 2016 to make it 2 years to give them CIDs. But why have we taken a step backwards? Why 20, 30 years ago were teachers coming out and getting permanent jobs day one? That's what we need to get. Now, the permanent job is part of the problem. It's the full hours is the other thing. We need full-time salaries for teachers. They can't get partial jobs because of the way the allocation model is working in schools. We need to have the flexibility in the system to be able to offer these teachers full hours, which means a full salary. And that's one of the most crucial issues.
How does a situation arrive where school management is not offering people full-time hours? And is that something that could be addressed by this proposal for teachers to be shared across schools in order to give the benefit of their expertise to as many pupils as possible and at the same time to have them accumulate full hours?
Yeah, that's because we'll say schools with the way the allocation system work may only have an allocation that allows them to give 12 hours teaching. Another school might have 8 hours. So by combining that, you're creating one full-time job. But it's one full-time job around one or two schools. Wouldn't it be better to have a full-time job in each school, just give that additional flexibility? They're not going to go to waste because the teacher, if that additional allocation is given, we could use it for smaller classes. We could use it to give students a better choice.
All right, but in a subject like
In a subject like
applied maths, for example, there may not be the demand for full hours offering because of the kind of people who can do the subject. Maybe offering that kind of a teaching position across several schools might be the only way a teacher who has that string to their bow could get full-time hours.
Well, there'd be very few people just qualified in applied maths. So, for example, I can teach applied maths, but I can also teach physics and maths. So I've enough in my qualification to go across three subjects. So that would be very rare that someone would have a single qualification. So we'll say junior cycle, you can teach science. So, you know, timetabling has to be made more flexible to give people these full jobs.
Sure.
As I said, the most important column is full-time salaries is what we need. That's why we're in a cost of living crisis. They can't afford to rent houses, to work, unless they're getting full-time salaries.
And salaries of what order, do you mind me asking? But when you look at figures, again, the same article in the Irish Independent today, there was an estimate of two teachers who'd gone to Dubai who could save up to €70,000 net per annum and come back from Dubai after a number of years with potentially a couple of €100,000 saved. Can the Irish education system ever compete with that?
No, it can't, but people do want to come home. Now, I'm not 100% sure whether they come back with hundreds of thousands, but from the people we're meeting, they're coming back, you know, with a deposit of a house. But the problem is, and they want to buy a house, but the problem is they need to get a full-time job first to get creditworthiness to qualify for a mortgage. Yet they're 2 or 3 years waiting to get that full-time job, or as you said there, 2 years for a CID if they're lucky enough to get those full hours straight away. So they can't get a mortgage for two, despite the fact that they more than likely did the right thing for them, went to Dubai and earned the money to get a deposit together.
Right. Another area is that's been addressed by the minister today is talking about the restoration of so-called posts of responsibility in schools, which were scrapped during the crash. Does that offer the chance of career advancement? Does that make the career in any way more attractive?
Yes. I mean, you know, back in 2009, there was a large amount of post responsibilities in schools, which were there to deal with the pastoral care of students, curricular needs and administrative needs. They've been decimated over the last 10 years. And despite promises in 2017 to try and restore them, that hasn't been delivered. Now, this is the only progression the teachers have, unless they want to be a principal or a deputy principal, middle management. And because they're so limited, we have nowhere for teachers to move. That would also help with the workload issues in schools that teachers are experiencing.
And are they still based on seniority? Is that still the primary consideration?
No. The TUI never supported seniority. They're based on open competition in schools.
All right, but
all post response AP1s and AP2s are based on open competition now in all schools.
Okay, in all schools. So that does offer a measure of a chance for younger teachers if they want to go the management route to apply for those posts.
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
And in terms of the eviction ban, finally on this, what kind of an impact do you think this might have on your members? Is this something you've had concerns relayed around the conference this week around teachers who are renting on the pay levels they're renting on?
Yes, they've obviously been in, some people have been in accommodation for a long time, and they are very, very nervous about what's going to happen with what's happening. You know, are rents going to go up? How secure are they in their tenure? Or, you know, are landlords going to sell on them? That seems to be the general fear. And it's not just a Dublin problem now. We're experiencing it in all the urban centres and even sometimes in rural areas.
Right, so principal has texted in now. It says, as a principal, unfortunately, there are teachers coming out now. They are not up to standard. They would not have gotten jobs a few years ago. Standards are not as high, says one principal texting in. You don't accept that, do you?
Well, I think the fact that other jurisdictions have decided our standards are very high, they're not coming in because we've a bad product. You know, I mean, Australia, Dubai, Scotland, they're all recruiting Irish teachers.
Is it just pay levels or what else is it that, I mean, you've talked about, you know, a contract of indefinite duration, but what else is available? I know in the UK, key worker housing was offered in certain areas to policemen and teachers and the like.
Yeah,
in order to attract them in and make it tenable for them to live there. Is that the kind of solution you're calling for, or is that, have you put any formal proposal down on that?
No, we haven't put any formal proposals on that. But like you say, what we're competing against is lifestyle choices, I suppose, in some areas, the ability to save money for deposits. Obviously, a lot of jurisdictions are organising. They've seen the disadvantage that accommodation here gives, and they're offering free accommodation or arranging accommodation in other jurisdictions. So, yeah, it's very it's a competitive market out there for teachers. And that's why we're saying we need to reimagine the way we're recruiting teachers if we want to recruit them and, more importantly, retain them in this global market for teachers.
All right. Thanks very much for joining us, Michael Gillespie, General Secretary of the Teachers Union of Ireland.